Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at remond@barrytoday.com or via our website. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Yesterday, I read the article, Vendors Withdraw from Farmers Market in Severn, citing, Hate Speech, by Greg McGrath-Gowdy. Today, I cannot let this go, so I write to you. My heart breaks reading this article. To read of such disdain and blatant disrespect for others, is heart-wrenching and truly causes me to sit down and weep. In 2010, I lost my job, my home, my community, because I married my wife. At that time, the church, the people of God's doctrine, did not believe, accept or have to love anyone who differed from them, differed from their way of thinking or their belief. They justified their hatred by misusing and misinterpreting God's holy word to prove they were justified, morally right, so their point of view was all that mattered. To be despised and rejected by strangers is despicably sad. And to be rejected by others who stood and made a promise, a covenant to God, who swore before our Creator to love you unconditionally, no matter what, instead found joy in pouring shame, humiliation and rejection upon you, is soul-crushing. I arrived in Orillia in the fall of September 2014, called to serve with the people of St. David Anglican Lutheran Church. This faith community's passion to serve God and the neighborhood is inspired by their mission to journey together and grow in faith and serve God's world. My wife and I were received with open arms and a force of unconditional love that bathed our souls and healed our hearts. Not everyone agreed that I should come and chose to walk away, but those who stayed got to experience buckets of grace, mercy and unconditional love. Not perfect love, but pure, unconditional, abundant love. The national bodies of our churches have had opportunity to discuss and discern how people see themselves today, and have changed some of the old ways to better reflect the understanding and language we use today. Fear is always what drives anger and hatred. This is not meant to be a sermon, but maybe there's a nugget of understanding here somewhere. It's just that as us humans, we don't always agree and our personal experiences can cause further division. But yes, it is 2023, friends, and we've come so far in a good way. This dispute can be resolved through a restorative justice process. It's a more dignified process of finding resolution when these situations arise. The process offers a safe place for the accused and the accuser to respond to healing questions, to be surrounded not by power, authority and an angry and divided board of directors, but by others who can support a fair process in listening and hearing one another. What inspired the hateful speech in the first place? What was that person thinking? What has been thought about since? Who's been affected by what they've done? And why does no one want to hear how what was said impacted and affected the person pointing out a wrong? And why in the name of all that is sacred and holy is everyone staying silent? This is the perfect recipe for all the drama and building up of dislike, discourse and distrust among each other. We love a good old fight 'cause it's easier to gossip and set ourselves up in camps of righteousness rather than embrace the work of respect, compassion, peace and loving one another as we desire and ache and deserve to be loved. So I challenge those in power to do a different thing. Instead of determining who is right and who is wrong, do the work of reconciliation and restorative justice. I promise the process will have a healthier and more productive outcome to this situation. P.S. If you are one who would still rather fuel and feed discourse rather than seek peace, love and understanding, if you'd rather continue fighting to be right, or for your rights and your rights alone, then I lovingly say unto thee, go forth and fillest thou thine boots. And may God's peace rest upon your soul. Reverend Lori Polotsky, former pastor who served St. David and the city of Orillia.